Well, this evening we're going to turn again to Psalm 23. If you have a Bible, please do turn there with me to the 23rd Psalm. My hope in preaching through this wonderful Psalm the last few months is that this word of the Lord would really strengthen and encourage all of us in these difficult times. This psalm is good news for bruised and battered sheep, for weary Christians. The psalm reminds us of the riches of God's grace that he gives us in Christ. The full measure, the overflowing cup, the all-sufficient grace. It's the promise the Lord will provide everything his people need, so they will persevere. Some passages of scripture are a bit like a blast of ice cold water. It's very good for you, can be refreshing, but they can also be really uncomfortable and challenging. And other passages, I think, can be a bit like a warm, soothing bath to comfort kind of aching limb and tired feet. And I think Psalm 23 is more of the latter. Well, tonight we come to the final verse of the psalm, to verse 6. And to just the first half of that verse this evening, the scripture says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." In faith, every single one of us as a believer can say, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And this powerful statement is the biblical antidote to anxiety. This is the biblical medicine we need if we are sick with worry or even fear. And with everything that's been going on, it wouldn't be a surprise if some of us feel anxious. Anxiety is worry about the future. Usually anxiety is you fear the worst for the future. Anxiety always says, "What if? What if this happens? What if I cannot cope? What if such and such happens to my health? What if this happens? What about my family?" And the way that anxiety traps people is it makes you live in your thoughts continuously in a negative, hypothetical future. Your thoughts are always drawn to the future with anxious fears of what might happen, of what if, and to fear the worst. Well, this verse is the antidote, because it tells us to look forward to the future, not to worry about what ifs, but to rejoice in the certainty we will enjoy the best. It is a certainty that the Lord will bless us daily. It is a certainty that the Lord's people will enjoy the best. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And I hope this might be helpful if you've been feeling anxious about the future, about any unknowns or uncertainties, that you'll answer those fears with this word: "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." So you understand, when it says goodness and mercy shall follow us, goodness and mercy are not the ones following you. It's not as if goodness and mercy have arms and legs, as if they are something or substance following us. No, what does it really mean? The Lord is following us all the days of our lives. The living God. The Lord is watching over you to do you good and show you mercy. He is surrounding you with his care, that he loves you. And he's working for you. Goodness and mercy is a way of saying the Lord will comprehensively bless you. comprehensively bless you, and he will continuously bless you. That's what I mean by saying give us the best. This is describing God's love for us. This is love, to do good to someone. That is love, to do good to someone, to build them up, to protect them, to make them happy. And the word mercy here is the word that's often also translated steadfast love, faithful love. Goodness, mercy, love, faithfulness. And this is what God works and is doing every day towards his people. You must respond to all your anxieties and what ifs with this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Comprehensive blessing. Continuous blessing. This is God's promise. I want to try to open up the very words of this line. Very simply, God is determined to show his goodness to his people. He will show his goodness daily. And he will definitely show them his goodness. It is certain. The first thought is that the Lord is determined to show goodness and mercy. He's resolute. He's steadfast in this. He is determined to show goodness to his saints. And he's determined to do it no matter the obstacles or difficulties. You see, when it says, goodness and mercy shall follow me, the follow me translates what is a very strong, vigorous Hebrew word. And there are many who argue that it should be translated, pursue me. That's the sense of it. Maybe follow, which is good for other reasons, but that is not strong enough. He hunts, he searches, he pursues me to show me goodness and mercy. It's the word that the Bible uses for when, you know, someone's chasing somebody down on the battlefield. Or when, you know, when a hunter is chasing his prey. It's following hard after something, you know, jumping over barriers. He ardently is zealously following us to do us good. Now, doesn't that then open up to us that this is God's will, his settled will and purpose for his people? His fixed, his resolute heart towards you. The Lord's will all the days of your life is to be good and merciful to you. You see how incredibly comforting it is when you start to really dive into this and open up what it's saying. Because whenever a Christian worries about the future, they always worry, what is God's will for my life? You know, where am I standing with the Lord? What is the Lord thinking about me? What has the Lord got planned for me? When we do think and worry about that, this tells you the Lord's will and purpose. He is determined to do you good and show you mercy. You ever thought about God's will for your life that way? He's determined to do you good. This is what he has determined to do from the beginning. From before the beginning. Scriptures comfort us with this as a precious truth. That God has determined, he's purposed in his will from before the world was made to show his grace and love to his people. To show it in Jesus Christ by saving them from sin. And he has set his heart to love his people, his elect, who chosen out of sin, out of the ruins of mankind, he calls to Christ, he saves in Christ and perfects in Christ. It has been determined in his will from before all things. He's going to do them good and show them mercy. As it says in Ephesians 1, he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons. And then a few verses later on in chapter 1, and being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. His will. His will. He's going to show you good and show you mercy. Romans 8, we heard. Those who love God were called according to his purpose. His purpose to be merciful. Predestined, justified, glorified. God does not change. And this is his determined will from the before the beginning. So you can absolutely trust that this will be so for the future. So he's overcome. He's pursued us, despite every barrier and obstacle. Think about the huge mountains in the way. How lost we have been in sin. The ruin of the whole human race. Rejecting the Lord our Creator and the evil things that we've done. Sin, this impassable barrier. How can holy God show goodness and mercy when there's sin in our lives? But despite our sin, God was determined to pursue us. And so he has come to us. The Lord Jesus Christ has sought us out. He has sent the Son in love to redeem us and paid the ransom price and satisfied justice. And we are reconciled. The Lord has pursued lost sinners to do them good and show them mercy. This is the miracle of grace. And then each of us individually, if we think about how the Lord has brought us this far, we can all testify we're here because the Lord pursued us. He's chased after us, humbled us, caught us, drawn us, because he's so determined to do us good and show us mercy. Even though we have been running away from him, fighting him, resisting him. But he sent messengers, he sent other Christians, the Holy Spirit was at work in our hearts. And he's drawn us to be saved. Because this is his determined purpose. It's like the parable of the Good Shepherd. The Lord says about himself, if there's just one lost sheep, he's going to go and find it and bring it home on his shoulders. This little word, follow, it's a mighty word, isn't it? That it opens up to us the very heart and disposition of the Lord. He delights in showing mercy. He did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. He's come to seek and save the lost. There's this gracious willingness. Never doubt that there's this will in God to do good and show mercy. And I say that because so many people, when they're aware of sin, and often the very best of Christians, they say, how could God love me? How could God love me? I'm surely such a disappointment. This is his will. This is his desire. He will show goodness and mercy. And he will pursue it. And he's determined it will be so. You answer all your what ifs with this wonderful knowledge of the love and the will of God that's been determined from before the beginning. But then the second thing is, it also tells us that for his own, the Lord shows goodness and mercy daily. All the days of my life. The Lord is good and merciful all the days. Every day the Lord has blessings to give you. You're to look for them. You're to rejoice in them. Just think about how often the scriptures make this point to us. That daily the Lord has blessings to give. Remember, the Lord says he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Every day with the rising of the sun, he's blessing us with the goodness of creation. Even those who deny him and reject him, every day he makes the sun rise. He upholds the earth. He gives it life. He gives us daily bread. In him we live and move and have our being. We've got to just be done with a mindset that of modern unbelieving secularism that tries to explain away the mystery of existence as if, you know, we're just part of some mindless system. The world turns and birds fly and crops grow and it just mindless cause and effect. It's all nonsense. We know better. The Lord is the one who upholds all things. And we look around at all these daily blessings, too many to count, in this wonderful creation. But we can go further. There's his people in covenant with him. We're promised daily goodness and mercy. He says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. He's saying, don't you worry about the what ifs. Today, the Lord will bless. Today, you look to Him. Today, daily, every day, your Father in heaven knows what you need. So seek the kingdom. Shut out the what ifs. It's a wonderful, gentle comfort in that for any child of God who feels anxious. All the days of my life, trust in your Father's care, one day at a time. Clothes the birds in the air. He clothes the flowers of the field. And mercy daily. Mercy all the days of my life. That word in Lamentations, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Before his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. The Lamentations is saying the same thing that David's saying here in the Psalm. Mercy all the days of my life. New every morning. We know the Lord does not sleep, but it's almost as if, you know, if you picture him as a man, he wakes up each morning eager to show mercy and goodness. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to bless my people. His mercy, fresh, endless, never expiring, never running out, but new every morning. So daily. It's saying, brothers and sisters, you can come to the Lord in repentance every day. Perhaps there have been particular sins. You can come every day. Every day we might fall short, but we can come again and again, and there is mercy all the days of our lives. The Lord Jesus is so perfect, his sacrifice so sufficient. It is more than enough to atone for all sin. And when we come and confess, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all iniquity. Daily. You remember when we looked earlier in the psalm at the quiet waters? And the picture there was of the good shepherd leading his flock from pool to pool as they journeyed on. Always a new fresh supply of water at every leg of the journey. That's the promise here. All the days of your life. Fresh forgiveness. Fresh mercy. Fresh pools of grace. God is determined to show this to you, his people, even despite us, and daily. And so to sum up all of that, the final encouraging thought is the Lord is definitely going to show mercy and goodness. Definitely in the sense that this is the certain end. He will bless. He will cause things to turn out well. Not just that he desires these things, but he will accomplish them and bring them about, and that this is your future. Because the scripture says for emphasis, surely. Now, isn't that a very, very precious word in this psalm? There's no doubt here, is there? There's no what if, where David says, well, perhaps God is going to show me mercy and grace. Again, you've got to remember in their time, how everybody thought about the divine, the gods of the nations and so on, is they were so changeable, so fickle. You didn't know what they were going to do one week to the next. They were utterly reliable. Even if you were a faithful pagan who offered his sacrifices, you never really knew if that god was going to hit you with lightning or burn your crops down or might, you know, slay your enemy. They were utterly unreliable. Of course, they were demons and they had no real powers like that, but it's not so with the Lord, is it? The saint can say, surely I know the Lord does not change. I know what the Lord has promised and covenanted to me in Christ. I know that he does not lie. I know that he says he will always show goodness and mercy to me through Jesus Christ. Well, the Lord is determined he will accomplish. He's not weak. He's not powerless. There's nothing that can surprise him. He cannot be defeated by sin, the death, or by the devil. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. He will surely show you goodness and mercy. This is the confident note of boasting and of triumph, because he is the sovereign Lord. This is exactly what it's telling us in Romans 8. He's working all things for good for those who love him. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Those whom he's called, he has justified and glorified. It's so certain. There's a lot of mystery about this. As we look at our lives, we might have some very difficult days. Days of pain and suffering. Days of persecution. And days when the Lord seems far away. Days when his goodness and mercy don't seem to be following us. Rather, you feel sadness stalking you. And so there is mystery as the Lord works out these purposes and his sovereign plan. And perhaps not until we are in glory will we comprehend. But then, like David, we'll be able to look back at it all and say, surely there's been goodness and mercy all the days of my life. But even on the darkest days, the days when there were evil things, the Lord was at work even through them to do me good and show me mercy. Even if the goodness and mercy seems slow to follow us, days when it doesn't catch up, when the end is unfolded, we'll look back and we'll see the Lord was there. Our sorrows were for our sanctification. Our suffering was for our glory. Even the day of death is the entrance to paradise. And our pains and crosses were for our Christ-likeness. And we will look back and say, all the days of my life, he has been showing me goodness and mercy. And there was never one day when he dealt with me as I really deserved, as a terrible sinner. When the Lord was put to death by evil men, he was working to show us good and mercy. When Joseph, he's led in chains, he's betrayed by his brothers, sent to Egypt, the Lord was working to do good and show mercy. So we must never fear. Never fear the what ifs. Because the sovereign Lord promises all the days of our lives to do us good and show us mercy. Brothers and sisters, when you feel that anxiety, when you hear the what ifs, you say this word to silence them, to rebuke every what if. The Lord is determined to do you good and show mercy. Daily, he will show you good and mercy. And he will definitely bring you to this end. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we are utterly and completely humbled by your goodness and mercy. That your plan of salvation stretches back even before the foundation of the world. That before we were even born, you tell us that you knew us and loved us. Even as sinners, guilty, worthy of condemnation. That, Lord, it was your purpose, your will, to show us goodness and mercy. That you have, Lord, poured out goodness and mercy upon us in our Lord Jesus. And that we can look forward, Lord, as we look back at the past, we can look forward to beyond the end of the world. And we know that all our days, you are faithful, our covenant God, and you will do us good and show us mercy. Lord, we confess that this is beyond our ability to understand, but we We would gratefully thank you and receive your grace. We would praise you, O Lord, and thank you and give you all the glory. And Lord, for we pray for each other that when we do suffer anxieties and worries, we ask, Lord, that you would remind us of this precious truth, of your faithfulness, your unchanging sovereign grace, of what you are determined to do for your people. So please, Lord, help us to be faithful, to be confident, and we thank you that all the days of our lives, not one is excluded, all the days of our lives, you are working to do us good and show mercy. We thank you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us turn together in the Psalter to Psalm 23 and version A. Psalm 23 and version A. Let us stand and sing. Yeah.